This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes a-kind.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, a little food. Before that, as the head chef's in, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has great American sandwiches. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We've got Jack on the line working on question two. The question there before we went to the break, you asked, what plant kills more people every year than sharks?
And it was mentioned by Tom Hanks as a natural laxative. The answer is coconuts.
Oh,
coconuts.
Mm-hmm. So what? So a palm tree?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
Coconuts drop out of that bad boy, and boom. That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Well, Keith Richards, he was actually climbing up to get a coconut and then fell and hit his head.
And then they gave him medication. True story. His complaint about taking the medication when asked was, well, I can't do the bump of cocaine before dinner when I'm still on these pills. All right, your question.
What's your secret to being skinny your entire life? Oh, I do blow before I eat.
Then I don't need as much.
Right. Yeah, I mean, doesn't that, ruin eating?
That's why I get stoned before I eat.
Everybody says he's in great shape. Like, no. No, he's not. He won't eat.
He's got, a 26-inch waist.
Right.
He's 75.
Which nearby planet has a day that lasts longer than its year?
Saturn.
Mars? Venus. It takes about 222 days to go around the sun. It takes about 242 days to spin on its axis.
So it's just not spinning.
It's spinning real slow.
It's because it's got gas.
Isn't that where women are from, right? The thing, famous thing?
Yeah, they're from Venus. They're aliens, right?
That's why they never forget anything.
And we're from Mars, and we are men on Earth.
Hey-o.
Hey, can I give my wife a shout-out?
What's her name?
Asia.
No, we don't do that for women named Asia.
She's mad at me, man. Hook it up.
What'd you
do?
We know she's mad at you.
Did
you want to give a shout out to your wife?
What did you do?
I don't know. Everything.
Okay.
You don't know.
That's not good, man. Mm-hmm. sounds like a bad day.
I can't believe she didn't tell you.
Right. Is
okay? Yeah.
Right. Maybe get her some food.
Yeah. Asian food.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking of you.
Takeout.
What?
You could get her a rug, nice rug for your living room.
I mean, yeah, name's Asia. Like, babe, I couldn't help but think of you. I got this waving cat.
There's a band called Asia. You could put them on. You could play Heat of the Moment.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, really good.
And we're just helping you out now.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
Oh, perfect.
So you're gonna apologize.
You got it, dude.
Way.
Yeah.
Sweet. You guys are so helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really are.
Yeah. You're going to go home to karaoke tonight, my friend.
Yeah.
That's we just made your life better.
So take the advice of a late 30s-year-old single dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jack, question number four.
Multiple choice. How many pitches is the average lifespan of a baseball? 5, 10, or 15?
5.
That would be my guess, too. Good work, Jack.
All right, man. Kind of amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They go through them so quick.
Yeah, and when you're a kid, man, baseballs are so valuable. And if you lose one in the woods, you know what I mean?
You look for it for 2 hours.
You watch a game on TV, and they just toss them out, like, get a little tiny nick on it. You're like, hey!
Yeah, what was going? It was like a big deal if you had two pearls for the game.
Right.
Yeah, it really was. Like, okay, we got two new balls. Yeah. If you lose one in the woods, you got one.
You did. I mean, that was really it, man. You're like, all right.
Right. And then I have literally played in a baseball league where it was like, Ted, you got an extra one in your bag? Fouled off into water.
I'm glad you showed up.
And this is the honest to God truth. If you play baseball, you never have a new ball until you get into a game. Therefore, then when you get into a game, the ball changes.
Right. Everything's
it's
different.
It's not the same ball that you've been playing with, you know what I mean, for the last 20 years of your life. It's a brand new ball because you never get a brand new ball when you're a kid. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Scott, are you on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober, buddies. It's Scott's 30.
All right. Scott's 30.
Scott's 30.
Scott, men's room poll today. How would you ingest your cremated friend? Would it be through a smoothie and a brownie, a dry rub on a chicken wing, or rolled into a joint and smoked?
Well, you know, that's a tough call, and let me say why. Because rolled and smoked is pretty appealing, but I'm a big dude, so I'm going with brownie.
Brownie!
Hopefully it's one of those swirly brownies. What do they call that? Like a turtle? You ever seen those?
Oh.
Those things are tremendous.
What do you call it when it's like half cookie, half brownie? A blondie?
Oh, yes! That's a good tip.
Yeah.
God damn, those are good.
Put me in a blondie.
Brutal.
Me too.
No, that's
please.
That's his living will.
Yeah. ASAP.
Put me in a blondie. Hashtag me too.
Right. Right. Ted, change the hashtag. God damn it.
We're doing so well.
All right, here's your question. What is the name of the, quote, little dangly thing in the back of your throat?
Oh, crap. That's what she said. I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't recall the name.
I don't know the name of it either.
Can't think of the name?
No.
Starts with the letter U.
Uvula.
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 Oh, geez. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I hate it when you get sick and it gets all thick and big. And
you can't stop looking at your own mouth like, oh, my God.
It's like you could feel it back there.
What happened if that would get taken off? You know what I mean? Like, what would happen if you lost your leg?
You couldn't speak.
You can't speak?
I think you could speak, bro. It'd be your vocal cord. What would happen is when you swell, in theory, what this thing does, if you take a sip of water, your brain tells it to drop over your windpipe.
Okay.
When you
also,
take a
it doesn't
breath,
go into the,
it tells you to drop it over the...
Also, it's a stopper.
Like for a drain.
So when you get something, you actually goes down the wrong pipe.
Yeah, it's like a stopper.
Like literally. Like, right.
You got 2 cents.
So if you don't have it, I mean, I guess you'd fart a lot, and every time you drink, you'd cough.
You'd fill your lungs up with water.
Mm-hmm. Good times. It's ugly, but handy. All right, here is your question. Now listen closely. It's kind of obvious. Which expression, meaning fully prepared for confrontation, comes from medieval warriors that had so many weapons that sometimes they had to carry the weapons in their mouths?
In their mouths?
Yeah, like, look at it like this, man. I got 2 handfuls, but I'm still bringing more with me. So, you know, put something in your mouth, carry it with you.
What's the question? What's the term for that?
So what's the expression? It comes from, it means fully prepared for confrontation. And it comes all from right. Like medieval warriors. So I mean, I got a sword, I got a shield, I got this, I got that. Maybe I'm carrying aerial arrows in my mouth as I go out to battle. Like, I'm bringing everything.
I am very well knowledge in medieval warrior lingo, and I've got the answer to this question.
Yeah, because they battle ghouls.
I've got a bad feeling that I'm going to feel pretty dumb when I hear it, but I don't know.
What I'm going to go with arm to the teeth.
Arm to the teeth.
Oh, good call, Miles.
Yeah, like I said, man, it's real obvious, but you probably don't right? think of it.
I spent years studying.
Look at all my swords.
Yes.
Actually, for ghouls.
I have my ghoul swords.
Stab a ghoul.
Oh,
I'm a ghoul stabber.
Stab a ghoul.
Hey, baby.
A ghoul stab a ghoul.
Chicken Parmesan, stab a ghoul.
Where are you for Halloween?
I want the chicken stab a ghoul.
Oh, hey. Go down to Miles's. The stab a ghoul there is phenomenal.
I'm a ghoul stabber.
It's like the Baba Ganoush.
Yes.
It's got that Texas toast.
What does the SM stand for in BDSM?
Spaniards and Mexicans.
You ever heard Steve Martin do that?
We've never had the BDSMs in this country.
Are you into any S&M? And I said, Spaniards and Mexicans?
Sorry, guys, I don't know.
Sadomasochism.
Huh? That's right, don't act like you don't know.
Years of research.
All right,
for me, the BD means something different.
It's question number 4.
It's a nautical mile. You know, a BD. Inside of a nautical penis. In Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, what was the dwarves' occupation?
Miners.
Yeah.
A lot of Disney.
Which brings us back to Mary McKay Letourneau. Arrested for providing alcohol to minors.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Big hey,
Hola. Cameron, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Cameron. Welcome to the show.
All right.
Cameron, our men's room poll today, believe it or not, is courtesy of a listener named Cameron in Mesa, Arizona. So here you go. How would you ingest your cremated friend? Would it be through a smoothie, a brownie, a dry rub on a chicken wing, or rolled into a joint and smoked?
I was thinking about this a lot, and I think it would be kind of gross to have, you know, your friend all ashed up on a piece of chicken, so I'm going to go with rolled.
You're going to rolled and smoked?
Yep.
Okay.
Just say you want to smoke.
That
weed
is in the lead. By the way, you can vote yourself in the men's room poll if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and we'll get an update on that. Ted, how is that looking?
Close one right now. Baked into brownies in first place, but rolled and smoked second.
Okay.
All right. All right. Oddly enough, how most people choose to ingest their weed, leading in both of those. Hey, by the way, we have a correction, all right? So the uvula does not drop over your ingest holes.
Yeah, it's for speech, dude. It's like I said.
No, it is not. The epiglottis.
Oh, the epiglottis, ooh, of course.
That's your hole plugger. The uvula.
Oh, which one?
I would have guessed.
I'm going to name my penis that.
I got a 10-inch epiglottis, mama. But so the epiglottis is the hole plugger. The uvula is the gag reflex.
Well, maybe I want to get it taken out then.
Well, someone said they had their surgically removed because of sleep apnea, and essentially it hasn't really affected them at all.
Wow. So what you're saying is, okay, but has that cured the sleep apnea?
I don't know. I had surgery for sleep apnea, and it was removed along with part of my soft palate. It really does nothing. That was from Pat. So I don't know. I don't know if it helped the sleep apnea. But
Pat, curious if that worked, because I've gone through that. All everything. Mouthpiece, mouth guard, you name it. And this nose still does not work.
Take my uvula.
Please, take it. My hole plugger.
Deflower my mouth. Take my uvula. All right. What red spice comes from the Hungarian word for pepper?
Curry?
Paprika. Paprika.
Yeah.
They're originally going to call it papsmira, but it just did not test well.
I used to have some paprika from Hungary. Original Hungarian paprika.
Mm. Is that pretty much what paprika is? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Eggs, like sea salt from a sea.
Yeah.
This comes from the ocean. Got that with the sea salt.
Does the Himalayan salt, does it really come from the Himalayas?
Hell no.
The pink stuff?
I don't know.
I'm saying no.
All right.
Somebody walked in my place and said, you got that fancy white person salt.
Damn. Isn't that the section? Where's your fancy white section? All right, quick question. What is the highest mountain in Africa?
Oh, man. I know this.
Sure you do.
I can't remember it.
What is it, Tanzania?
Nope. Oh, where it is, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's in Tanzania.
I don't remember.
Oh, that was the right answer. The mountain I can't remember, known as Kilimanjaro.
When you translate it, yes.
Out of Swahili and into English. All right, more Big Dummy coming up there. Hold the line, Cameron. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Silicon Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has great American sandwiches. And no S Sherlock Plus, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You've got me. As we jump right into the birthdays, Ola Bachola is my baby girl, Kaya Dawn, born this morning at 7:39. Could she please get an Allen thick, an owl hitting the window, and a cut that bitch off? Much love. You guys rule. Attached is a photo of the new one. Thanks, guys. That from Travis.
Uh-oh, look out.
Birthday wishes to our son, Chris.
Cut that bitch off.
And his girlfriend, Deanna, both celebrating birthdays today. Thanks, son, for making it easy to remember your girlfriend's day. Can they get the dirty Germans and an owl hitting the window, please? Enjoying the show from the Buzz Days, that from Joan and Greg.
Yeah, for my birthday, I want you to make my pickle sticky.
Yeah, I said, I just want you to drink down all the salty brine.
Yeah,
brine. Brine.
Yeah, I call it pulp.
Tell us today I complete my 31st revolution around the sun. I'm unfortunately the only one in my circle of friends that is cool enough to listen to the show. So I guess I need to send in my own birthday shout out. Can I please have a Leroy Jenkins followed by an Alan Thicke and an owl hitting the window? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Joswell.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Uh-oh, look out.
Pachola, it's my wonderful husband Justin's 30-second trip around the sun. He got me hooked on your show, and I know he's dying to hear the birthday song. Some Turtle Wax with an uh-oh, look out in the pause, and maybe the Dirty Germans ranking on his favorite college team, the Oregon Ducks. Rock on, bitches. That from his lovely wife, Savannah.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, I want you to follow my Oregon Trail to my Cannon Beach.
Yeah, so Oregon Ducks is going to be tough. It's game day, and Krugas gently eats them. Also, you're the founders of Nike, so I'm going to put a swoosh inside of you.
Yeah, just do it.
Guys, can I get a your penis is too small, please? And what else do we need here? Some turtle wax for my brother, brother Brent. Happy birthday, bro. Love you. That from brother Andy.
Drop the beat.
Hola, Michellas and Wobbin. Today is my Dirty 35. Since I can't rely on anyone to pick sound bites for me, I'm going to request my own. Can I please get some sexy birthday love from Shaquille O'Neal and from Shannon Sharp? Keep on rocking that from Nick.
All them Globetrotters, huh?
Well, I figured I'd take care of the Shaq.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, for your birthday, I just want to fuck on anything that's sexy. All you got to do is throw me how to fuck all up on it.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
I'm a Shaq.
That was Shaquille O'Neal.
Happy birthday. Okay, happy birthday. I laugh in a higher pitch.
I put gold bound in all kinds of places.
Chuck, you a little punk.
Guys, my husband Todd turns 42 today. He's a special ed teacher. Maybe the Dirty Germans can teach him a thing or two. We love the show. Thanks, guys. That from Gretchen.
Yeah. I want to teach you the move called the school bus. There's many things to learn.
Yeah, it involves a lot of cheese and no seatbelts.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Too much. You'll tell me later.
Okay, fine.
Well, then do it.
This is a school bus.
We want the day off. We got a 4-day weekend. Come on.
Oh, God damn, man. By the way, today. Listen, what? I'm dropping the kids off at school. I will not say where, but just... A school bus is picking one of these cheese stick school buses, right? The stick of butter picks up these kids around the corner. My kids are not on this bus, but this bus is in front of me, and it is a narrow residential street, but they still have a traffic circle in the middle of it. And it sucks just to drive down, and this is high school time for kids, right? There's kids everywhere. Anyway, this bus picks up the kids. It is two cars in front of me, and it is trying to navigate this traffic circle, and it wants to continue straight, but it has to get around this traffic circle. And just the way people park on residential streets, it is everywhere. And I mean this very honestly. My heart sank, stomach tightened. I thought he was about to dump the bus full of
kids. Oh, my God.
So his front wheels clipped the outer edge of the traffic. Not so, it's like kind of hitting the curb, but it's a bus, so it's not the
but
worst.
He's already going around a circle.
He's going around the circle. Dude, and right, there's nowhere for this bus to go, but the back tire, because he now has to straighten up to get onto the residential street in front. And again, the way people park, like a-holes, it is, he has maybe 2 feet on either side. So this dude is trying to navigate it. The back passenger tire of the bus rolls dead center over the traffic circle. This bus is elevated at almost like a 70-degree angle, so I can see kids shifting. I mean, it is, I'm like, oh my God, I thought the bus is going to fall over. There's a few parents like standing on the corner. Everyone is terrified, and this thing just drops back down to four wheels and keeps going. And I'm
don't
thinking,
worry, I got it, guys.
Like, oh my God, man.
Like, that's the coolest like school ever. The school buses have hydraulics.
Oh, no.
Dude, right.
And that three-wheel motion die?
One more birthday. Hola, guys. Today, my dad, Joe, turned 62. He doesn't catch every episode, but I make sure he listens to this one tonight on KGON Classic Rock in Portland. He likes to listen to you guys when he boils down tree sap and turns that into delicious maple syrup. Ooh. Hey, Andrew, why don't you send us up some of that? What do you think the Dirty Germans would have to say about that? Thanks, guys, for the show. That from Andrew.
Yeah, I like anyone who likes to deal with things that are sticky.
Yeah, it's just the consistency of syrup is so comforting to a lot of people.
Yeah, I want to introduce you to syrup from the Black Maple.
Yes. Mine's more like a bratwurst flavored syrup. You get the point.
Yeah, not so sweet, but fluffy like egg whites.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yas and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
A couple more here for the head chef that joins us. Guys, I was just listening to your guys'
No breakfast for dinner tonight, kids.
Listening to your podcast about Dennis Hoff, do you guys know if there's anywhere to listen to the show where Dennis Hoff visited you all for the first time and you guys had the newspapers on the windows? Thanks so much. That from Hans.
Hans, I will be dead honest with you, man. I'm not 100%, but if anyone does, I do. It would be Mike Orr. That's a whole nother story for another day.
What happened?
Why I might be in possession of all of this content.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I got a box full of old stuff.
You think
stuff.
We still have it?
I don't know. You know, man, honestly, I will dig through it. It might be worth revisiting.
Okay.
I really have not heard that since.
A couple more real quick here. What do people ask about my job? I'm an Army musician. I play trumpet for the Army bands. Without fail, people ask, so, what do you really do? I play trumpet. Yeah, but what's your job? I play trumpet. In all fairness, we also handle our own administrative garbage, shoot our rifles, etc. Sorry, this was from a couple weeks ago, but the phone crapped its pants. Cheers. That from Stefan.
I prefer pantsless phones.
Yes. Let's see here. Hola, a baby catfish did me wrong when I was 7. My cousin and I were fighting over the catfish, and it slipped from his grip and came flying toward my face. The side fin pierced through my right cheek.
Damn.
After a few minutes of me screaming and crying, my brother-in-law was able to pull it out. Thank you guys for keeping me sane. That from Thager. And
also
one more.
A jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
Baby catfish.
Subject is cheesesteak.
I'm in the Army.
Good Lord, Mike. Here's a link to get your goddarn cheesesteak. Should get a discount if that's your first order. I've tried their sandwiches myself, and they have a limited amount for a reason. That from Bacon. And speaking of that, let's do this.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Wow. Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to be back. Honestly, I think everybody in the studio is very happy to see me after the what happened last week.
Are you speaking of the ground beef and broccoli on rice?
You know, when you're the head chef, and I'm sure Thurl will agree, it falls on me. I did not train him well enough. You know, he's just a sous chef. You know,
it doesn't fall on you, dog.
I feel like it falls on me.
You didn't try the burrito.
I did not try the burrito.
Look, the sloppy Joe was fine. Mm-hmm. The burrito was fine. We were tracking so well, and then the beef and broccoli happened.
The B&B incident.
And Ted made a good point. This was all fair. Now, I had not even thought of this. If you know anything about me, notoriously, I detest vegetables. I just don't eat them. I won't eat them. Don't ask me why I don't do it. So we were trying to explain to Ted what this meal was like. And then he and Mike are going back and forth. And Ted said, look, dude, you realize, and all the time the Thurl has bitched about the beef and broccoli dish, it's never been about the broccoli.
Right. This man hates vegetables. He didn't bring up the broccoli.
And he ate the broccoli. He didn't want to eat the beef.
So there's been some shocking developments on the show the last couple of days.
Yes.
Number one, Miles and Thurl have been under rocks that aren't on the Oregon Trail.
Never even heard of.
Right. And number two is that Mike Hoff has never had a proper cheesesteak or a chicken parm sub.
Never.
Chicken Parmesan is the name, Mike. Us in the know call him chicken parm.
Yeah, like call my buddy Pete. You call him Peter.
We found this out just accidentally.
Yeah, right? I mean, these things happen. Now, if you weren't listening, we can go back and you can see how accidental it was.
Let's go back in time.
Time.
A new study has found that millennials may be the cause of the death of American cheese.
Yeah.
I just think we gotta stop blaming millennials for everybody. Like, I bet a lot of people don't eat as much American cheese as they used to.
Call it cheese wit.
Yeah, but you're still gonna have steak and cheese that he's
not. It'll be fine.
Steak and cheese. Who puts cheese on a steak?
No.
Sandwich, man.
You never had a steak and cheese?
No.
I just, right?
We're out.
We can't hit
cut his
you.
Mic. Cut his mic. Just cut his mic.
Fire up the...
Cut his mic. Cut his microphone off, Robin.
On a steak? You really thought I was out there?
You never had a cheesesteak sandwich?
Cheesesteak.
No.
Ever.
What? Wait a minute.
Like
what?
A Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Never had a cheesesteak.
No.
Are you out of your mind?
We got to get him a cheesesteak.
All right, we're cutting the show
God
off.
Damn it.
All right.
Oh, my
so
God.
So Mike hasn't had one. So today we have cheese steaks here. We also have some chicken parmesans. Also we have the Tats Strami.
Oh, yeah,
we got this at
Tats Deli, which is famous in my mind for their cheese steaks.
I agree.
But the Tats Strami might be their best sandwich.
Yeah. So also I have a list of basically famous sandwiches, because the cheesesteak is very American.
Yeah.
And of course all different parts of the country has their own famous sandwiches. Mike, I think we should start with the cheesesteak, correct?
Can we please start
there? Let's start with the cheesesteak.
Where you want to go? Okay. It's up to you. I think more so than anything that we just want to see how Mike reacts to these sandwiches.
And we're not messing with you. So, we believe these are we believe we're doing you a favor. These are delicious foods where you're going to say, I cannot believe I've not had this before.
Mike, chicken parm is traditionally a chicken that's been flattened and pounded. And then dipped in flour and breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Deep fried or baked.
Okay.
So you have basically a breaded chicken piece, and then it's covered in marinara sauce and then topped with mozzarella cheese.
And that's what this is.
Correct.
No. This is the cheesesteak.
Oh, this is the cheesesteak.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's
a cheesesteak, and this
best
is also
in the
a proper
yeah, totally
one.
The best of business
for nothing. Because this is with cheese whiz.
Oh.
Right, so a proper cheesesteak wouldn't have American cheese on it. I mean, it can, but it would be a cheese wit.
Are you passing that down? What are you doing?
Yeah, now get in there. Get in that middle part. It should be kind of messy.
I'm
want to see
of
it.
Cheese whiz, though, man.
Just eat it, dude. You're going to like it.
Just eat it.
Just eat the cheesesteak.
Also, a huge part of it is the roll.
Yes.
Hmm. His face looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You have to like this, right?
He doesn't like it.
You've got to be kidding. This isn't okay.
He's going
to
start laughing. He's going to spit it all out.
Dude. It's not bad, man.
Oh, it's not bad. All right.
All we get.
It tastes like macaroni and cheese with like meat and onions in it.
Wow. I mean,
the palate on this.
You man. Are like.
It tastes like macaroni and cheese.
I mean, it's really
this
good.
This is you.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, that's. You are the human trombone slide.
It's all right.
Again, we're tasting some classic American sandwiches, also running down.
Go ahead, man.
You finish it.
So, Miles, you were just doing an excellent job describing the second sub, I believe, we're going to try. The chicken parmesan.
Yeah, the chicken parmesan. I was out of order there. My bad.
But there you go. There's some chicken par.
All right. You can take a pull off my water if you need to rinse out your mouth.
Don't worry. I have a good palate. I don't need to rinse it.
Dad, right. I will say this. As a friend, your commitment is unbelievable. I don't care if you're choking to death. If you got cheese steak in your mouth, you're not pulling off of my water. Right? Like, there's certain foods I'm cool with, but the cheese steak, like, oh, no. No, no.
All right, so again, chicken parm, mozzarella cheese, marinara sauce.
It's a big sandwich. I don't know if I can get around this.
It's all the things you like, right?
Right? I mean,
mozzarella
like
cheese,
chicken, like
marinara sauce, chicken, and bread.
Well, the other thing, too, is sometimes when you're eating a proper sub, don't be afraid to give that roll a squeeze.
Give it a good squeeze.
There you go.
All right.
You were hoping he'd squirt food on himself.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
But I mean, that is kind of, you got to get the stance. Ooh. See, I'd say there's a little more excitement in this one out of the guy, right?
That's like a pizza sandwich, man.
Yeah, it's like a pizza sub.
A pizza sandwich.
With some deep fried chicken on top.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm good, yeah. Yeah.
Now, you can actually have that as chicken parmesan as well, and it can be on noodles. So you have it as a pasta dish as well. So you can cut it up and
you just have like meatball patty in there instead of the chicken. Like make a spaghetti sandwich.
Well, that'd be a meatball sub.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. I like meatball sub.
You're not innovative.
Tell me you've never had a meatball sub.
I've had a meatball sub.
Okay.
All right,
well,
I got it. I mean, like I said, I go to Subway. That was my first thing I ever had.
Other famous sandwiches.
I go to Subway. I'm fancy.
Up here over in the South, pimento cheese sandwich, a lot of people like.
Yes.
Also in the South, you have shrimp po' boys.
Oh my God, dude.
We had a po' boy.
We can't get pimento cheese here.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It's tough to get.
Po' boys are tremendous, and a lot of that has to do with the bread, too.
One of my favorite sandwiches on the list of great American sandwiches to say is the mufalada.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, Mike, for the last
one
here.
From the Lion King.
This is the Tats Strami, so it's pastrami with coleslaw, and then what is it, Thousand Island dressing?
I believe so.
So it's almost like a traditional Reuben would be, except they serve it on a sub roll. So I hope you like that one. A lot of flavor in there. You know, in the Northeast, they have one called a chicken speedo. You guys ever had that one?
Is that speedy chicken that's made like
the vinegar
sauce?
Base?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, say this again, Ted. What's in this thing?
All right, so it's pastrami, coleslaw, and then generally like a Thousand Island type of dressing.
Why do you put coleslaw on a sandwich?
Oh, God, yes.
Mike, don't ask questions. Just enjoy the flavors.
That's a side dish that I don't eat at a barbecue, man.
All right. Now, there he goes.
You know why? Maybe there's smaller plates.
This should be the one.
This should be the one.
This should be the one.
The corned beef reminds him.
It does.
Pastrami. Yeah.
And he's still thinking.
That's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Say that's a sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
That's all the excitement we're going to get out of you?
Yeah, man.
I mean, it's a decent sandwich.
You just don't like sandwiches, do you?
I love sandwiches.
You do?
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Oh, it's okay, just, okay.
This isn't knocking my socks off. I'll be done.
We're about to.
Well, out of the three, which one did you like the best?
Oh, the Parmesan, the chicken parm.
The all chicken right. parm. All right.
Okay. All right. I think we could have predicted that.
Yeah, that adds
I like
up.
Like marinara.
Yeah, I know.
Other famous sandwiches, of course, in the Seattle area is the plain turkey sandwich, made famous by Mike Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Just plain old turkey.
No. In the Northeast, they have lobster rolls. You can get it sometimes with mayonnaise, or sometimes the best way is just with that brown butter on it, which is super delicious. You guys ever had the pork tenderloin sandwich in the Midwest?
No, but I would eat it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. That one's pretty good, too. Obviously, if you go to Chicago, they're famous for their Italian beef.
Yes.
If you ever go to D.C., you got to go to Ben's Chili Bowl and get a half smoke.
Hell yeah.
The Midwest made the Rumid famous.
Really?
Yeah. And then I like
the Midwest.
Miles, what do you think they put for the West Coast as one of their famous sandwiches?
Taco.
The BLTA.
With sprouts.
The BLT with
avocado.
The BLTA with avocado.
Very California of you.
Yeah. And then, of course, born in L.A., one of your favorite sandwiches, the French dip.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Of course, it's Los Angeles.
Thank you, head chef. Thank you, Chad Skelly. We appreciate their head chef. And Mike was just underwhelmed, but like the chicken parmesan.
Oh. Mm. I'm so disappointed.
Okay. All right.
He has no taste.
We tried.
I mean, I don't know what else to do.
We had his sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
He had beans in it.
He had beans in it?
Yeah, but it's Brahma Kraut on the sandwich.
What goes on in his home? No, don't look pissed. You can't put beans in the...
Which
I know, he's arguing his case. I believe he said something on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast, thank God, with a shot of the day. The return of Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another profile of this coming up as well. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Exactly.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
All right, let's just get into it. I'm sure you may have heard about... the journalist for the Washington Post, Khashoggi, killed by the episode, says Saudi suspect in Khashoggi case dies in car accident.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
That is amazing how the timing on that was.
It's just coincidence, right? There was another suspect. He was in a helicopter. The helicopter pilot took like 6 bullets to the chest. The helicopter crashed. It turns out he was a guy investigating Putin. You know, the coincidence of these things. So tragic.
Wow. Yeah.
The Saudi suspect. That way, you know, you couldn't possibly.
Wow. Huh.
I guess that puts that.
I wonder if he had any idea that he was next was cutting up the body.
No. Winnipeg, Ontario police hand out tickets for cannabis in vehicles.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
Is that how they're going to play it? This headline simply reads, it's not pretty when a drone slams into a plane.
No Sherlock!
Guess it's not pretty for the drone.
For either, as it turns out. Pizza Hut to profit from Papa John's downward spiral.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock!
Giants players' frustration with Eli Manning's deteriorating play is boiling over.
No Sherlock!
Documents.
A lot of weapons on that team.
Yeah, but the trigger doesn't work.
Yeah.
Documents show Kushner paid no federal income tax for years.
Really? Well, no Sherlock!
Julia Roberts can still get her feelings hurt by internet trolls.
Oh, no Sherlock!
Human urine sales are rocketing with rise of workplace drug tests.
No Sherlock!
I would also add, so are the number of microwaves and convenience stores for heating it up. But we continue. It's better to be born rich than gifted.
Well, no Sherlock!
Sure, their byline, and it says the least gifted children of high-income parents graduate from college at higher rates than the most gifted children of low-income parents. Mm-hmm. Didn't see that coming. And let's see, what do we want to end with? Mike brought this one to me. It's just the way they worded it. Kind of like, it says, officers rush toward choking baby in mall.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it.
They didn't run away.
Sherlock.
They didn't ignore it.
They didn't sashay.
They ran toward the choking baby in the mall.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Francisco Tejon of somewhere in Spain. All I know about this guy is that he is the most wanted drug trafficker in Spain, all right? So life is not great for him, and as you'd imagine, he's been in hiding because, frankly, he is the most wanted drug trafficker in Spain. But that doesn't keep him down. Cops have been trying to track him down for about the last 2 years. They had not had any luck. But guess what? Earlier this month, he showed up in a music video for a Spanish reggaeton artist named Chase A. You familiar with this guy, Ted?
Chase A?
Yeah.
Not up on my reggaeton.
Yeah, big Spanish reggaeton guy, Chase A. Now, it showed the drug dealer getting out of a Bentley, partying at a mansion, and then hanging out with women in bikinis. In other words, doing what everyone probably suspected he was doing. Well, the cops saw it, and they took it as, well, maybe he was taunting them, because he was. So they poured through the footage looking for details that might reveal where it was filmed. But then they also started monitoring the singer's social media pages. And a social media post ended up revealing the general location where the video was shot. Then they used that information to zero in. And sure enough, earlier this week, he was arrested. His lawyers eventually gave him the address. And yesterday morning, he was forced to turn himself in. Now he's facing a lengthy, lengthy prison sentence. Because he couldn't just not dance like a fool in a reggaeton video. When the cops are looking for you. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! It's going to get tested on the line for a profile. This will take color 9 now. 844-999. Hola!
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.